And then base on the base, yeah, top. Figured, what that, figured that's what you'd be doing. Okay, the Mishnah says, Achas Besulos, the Achas Beulos. And then it says, Arusos and Nesuos. So Gemara says, Hai Niu Besulos, the Hai Niu Arusos. Hai Niu Beulos, the Hai Niu Nesuos. Same thing, it's just repetitive. Nesuos are Beulos. And Arusos are Besulos. So why does it say it twice? Gemara says, Omer of Yehuda Hachikoma. This is the way you have to read the Mishnah. Achas Besulos, the Achos Beulos, Shenis Armelu. Ocean is garshu, bein min ha'eris and bein min ha'nesui. It's not two separate things. It's just explaining it further. That be'ulos, or what's it called, the besulos, whether they were widowed or divorced. And that means either from the erisin and then they're besulos, or min ha'nesui and then they're be'ulos. It's just a more clarified way of saying it, that's all. Rashi. Hai niu besulos, hai niu arusos. Hochavahi, it's all the same thing. The hechi mashkachas lo besula yavamim lo arusa. Impossible to find a yavama who's a besula unless all she had was erisin with the first brother. If she had nesuin, she's obviously a beula. Hachikomer. So Yehuda says, you should have to read the Mishnah, kolomer, lo masni achas va'achas, the mashma trei milik. Don't read the Mishnah as two separate things. It's one thing, and just explaining it better. Achas besulos, the achas beulos, ukigon, shenisar melu onisgarshu bein min ha'erusin, the hainu besulos, bein min hanesuin, the hainu beulos. That's the way to read the mission. Okay. Rav Elazar lo all the bein medrasha. Rav Elazar didn't show up to the base medrash one day. Ashkechel Ravasi. So he found Ravasi, met Ravasi, who had been in the Beis Medrash. Omerlei, my Omer Rabbanim b'nei Medrasha. What did they say today in Chidushim in the Beis Medrash? Omerlei, hachi Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Halachik Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yochanan said, the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. Okay, the, what's it called? We'll go back to the Mishnah. The, the Mishnah says the following. Right, you need 3 months, and same thing by Shar Noshim, can't, what's it called, get married for 3 months to know after their husband dies or divorces them, okay, and the Mishnah says, Echad Besulos, Echad Beulos, Echad Grushos, Echad Almonos, right, Echad Arusos, Echad Nesuos, Echad Arusos, doesn't make a difference if really the Chashash is there that they could be pregnant or not. If they're only an Arusa, they couldn't have been pregnant from the first one. If you want to have make Erisin, there's no problem because they're not going to get pregnant from the second one. Still, lo plug applies across the board to every situation. If Yehuda Omer, Hanesuos Yisarsu, Varusos Yinosu, Chutz Min Harusos Yib Yehuda. If Yehuda holds no, that if the woman was only an Arusa to begin with, then she can get married because it's impossible that she's pregnant from the first husband. And they only made the Gzeira where it applies. And if she was a Nesua, where she could have been pregnant from the first one, she can have Erisin with the second one, she won't be able to get pregnant from him. Okay, that's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kol Hanoshim Yisarsu, Chutz Min Ha'amoner. Rabbi Yossi says that all women could have Erisin, because not a chash of her getting pregnant from the second one. Even if she was a Nesua from the first one, she can have Erisin from the second one. Except, an Almona, and it has nothing to do with this halacha, has to do with Avelis. That's what Rabbi Yossi adds. Okay, so the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, that all, even the suos, surely arusos, you can have erisin. Within the 30 days, within the 3 months, you can have erisin. You don't have to wait 3 months to have erisin. Okay, that's Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yochanan said, the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. Michlal diyachido apoligale. Mashu the Tanakama, therefore, is only a das yochid. Because if the Tanakama would be the Rabbanan, then the halacha should be like the rabbi, not like Rabbi Yosef. In, so the, yeah, in a chanami, he's only a dasi achid, v'atanya, we have a braisa that says that. Hari shahoy sa redufa leilich lebeis avia, o shahoy ala kas v'veis baila, right, if she didn't stay home, the woman whose husband died or divorced her, right, before he died, or before he divorced her, she was living by her parents. Oh, shehoya v'kasa beis bailo, or he was angry at her, so he didn't live with her. Oh, shehoya bailo chovesh beis asurim, or he was in jail, so he couldn't live with her. Oh, shehoya bailo zoking, o chola, or he was an old man, or he was sick. Oh, shehoya sahi chola, o shehipila achar misas bailo, or she was sick, and she couldn't have relations. Or she had a miscarriage after the husband died, so obviously she's not pregnant from the husband anymore. Oh, shehoisa akara, or she was an akara. She shouldn't have children b'chlal. Oh, zkeino, she was old already. Oh, ktana, or she was too young to have children. Oh, islandess, or she was an islandess. And the difference between akara and islandess has different simonim. She has a deep voice. She doesn't have the secondary sexual character. She never matured. She never matured as a woman. An akara can be a full-fledged woman. There's something wrong with her womb. So she's just infertile, but she's not an islandess. An islandess is a different kind of person. So it's a woman who never matured. Oh, she'ain lo ruia leilei, or she's not what's it called, roi to leilei for some other reason. So then what's it called, lechara, all these cases, it's impossible that she should be pregnant from the first husband. So why don't we let her get married? Tzricha lehamtin gimel chadosh and divrei Rav Meir. So you see in this braisa, that which it says in the Mishnah, which means it doesn't, lo plug, no matter what, even if the reason doesn't apply, the gzeira applies because of lo plug, is Rav Meir. Rav Yehuda matir le'ores li'nasi miyad. Rav Yehuda holds its mutter to have erusin or nesuin immediately in these cases where it's impossible. So therefore, what Rav Yossi in our Mishnah is the third opinion, but it argues on the two other opinions that are Das Yechidim, Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. That even though our Mishnah says Stam, it's really Rav Meir. So we have three individuals arguing, and Halacha is like Rav Yossi. That's what Rav Yochanan said. Rashi. Halacha Rav Yossi. Tishori arusos linase hoil v'lekel amecha shazera risho. He allows a woman who is only an arusa to the first husband to get married, because it's impossible that she's pregnant from the first one. V'nesua le'oris, and also a woman who was married to the first husband can have erusin with the second one because she won't get pregnant. V'hai d'noked Rabbi Yossi v'lo Rabbi Yehuda t'ho Rabbi Yehuda no mishori arusa li'nasi behedya el mishum Rabbi Yossi nimuko imo. So he could have said Rabbi Yehuda too, says the same halacha. The only thing Rabbi Yossi argues on is the avelus. But Lagabe, who can get married and who can't get married, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi say the same thing. So why didn't he say Rabbi Yehuda? Because Rabbi Yossi is more authoritative. Imuko imo. So therefore he said, Allah is like Rabbi Yossi. Michlal di yechido apoligalei. Tanakama da omer lo yinosu velo yisarsu achas arusos viachas besulos di osar afilo arusos leores koshken linose yechidoi. The lav stama da rabimi. And even though our Mishnah says the first opinion, stam, it's mashma, it's the rabim, it's not, it's a das yochid. It's only one opinion, and the Braisa says, who is it? Rav Meir. In Vatanya ben Yechusa, yeah, Taka, there's a Braisa that says, Beferish, that what our Mishnah says as Stam is really Rav Meir. Redufa Regila. Redufa means that she was around her father's house regularly around her father's house. Regila. That comes from the same word, regularly, Regila. The gam samach lemitsa, so under the veisavia zman maruba. She spent a lot of time in her father's house, away from her husband. Means her husband died. Dulek lemeimer muberasi. Therefore, it's not possible that she got pregnant. Oshahoya lakas velo shimsha. Or everybody knew that they were fighting, and therefore they didn't live together. Akora sheneko rachma v'not lo ha'em shala. She didn't have a womb. Her womb was taken out. So there's some infertility problem, but not that she was an islandess. Islandess, mi mei ima lekuyahi. The ainla simane sar vedadim. She doesn't have secondary sexual characteristics. Usheina ruyale, lately, suye machmasama ocholi. She's not capable of giving birth because of some medicine she took or because of some sickness she had. Kulan tsrichos lahantin, the gzera sheina ruya ataruya. The gazu sheina ruya ataruya. Because they said, look, even a woman who can't have been pregnant or can't get pregnant, still they're all osur because across the board they made the iser across the board. Okay. Omre b'chia bar Abba, chazer bar Rabbi Yochanan. B'chia bar Abba said, even though Rabbi Yochanan said that lachas like Rabbi Yossi, he had charata. He retracted it. Omre b'yossi, I hodr b'im masnisen dekar mehodr b'im. The reason he had charata is because of the Mishnah that speaks about Kerem B'Yavne, the Mishnah that was authored in Yavne, right, when the Sanhedrin was in Yavne, the Tanya, right, where is that, what is that, that Brisa. Omer B'Shmuel B'Nosu Rabbi Yochanan Ben Bruka, Shemati Mipi Chachomim B'Kerem B'Yavne, Kulam Srichos Lahamtin Shloshe Chadoshim. So you see that Brisa says B'Feirish that Shomu Mipi Chachomim wasn't a Das Yochid, wasn't Reb Meir. This Brisa says that the one that says Lo Plug, that nobody can get married, whether she was an Arusa to begin with and couldn't have been pregnant for the first one, or she only to get Erisin from the second one, so she won't be able to get pregnant from the second one, still it's Aser, is Das Rabbi, it's the Chachomi. Omer Le Rab Yirmiel Rab Zika, Ki Ailus Le Kamei De Rab Avo, Romi Le. Mi Omer Rab Yochanan Halachik Rab Yossi, right, when you go to Rab Avo, Rab Yirmiel said to Rab Zrika, when you go to Rab Avo, bring him the following contradiction what Rab Yochanan said. Right? Did Rab Yochanan then say the halach was Rab Yossi? The Omer Rab Yochanan, halach is Stam Mishnah. The halach Rab Yochanan holds, the halach is always like a Stam Mishnah. Usnan, kol hanoshim lo yinosu v'lo yisarsu ad shiyu lahem shloshe chadoshim. Achas besulos v'achas be'ulos. Right? So the Chora, why didn't Rab Yochanan pass him like a Stam Mishnah? Omer le, derom halach ho lo chosh l'kimchei. So he said to him, whoever told you this stira to ask me this question, right, doesn't know what he's chewing. In other words, learning is chewing. He's just chewing, but he doesn't know what he's chewing. In other words, he doesn't know what he's learning. He wasn't medayik in what he's learning. That's why he thought this is a contradiction. Stam v'achar kach machlokasi. V'ein halacha k'stam. This is a stam mishnah, but then in the braisa there's a machlokas. Right? The halacha is not like the stam mishnah. Even though there's a stam mishnah that says the stam, but Lamaisa, after that, there was a machlokas. And wherever there's a stam mishnah followed by another mishnah where it says a machlokas, like over here, where it says Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda, Reb Yossi, right, then the halacha is not like the stam. Even though Reb Yehuda Anossi was so saying the das of Reb Meir, as if it was a stam, since after that he read a machlokas, he had charata. And he didn't want the halacha to be like that. Originally, yes, and then he changed his mind. That's why he has to be in one mesechta, because you know that was the order that they learned it. But if it's in two mesechtas, then maybe they learned the machlokas mesechta first, and then Rebbe learned the other one, and memela it's a machlokas and achar kach stam, and then the final decision of Rebbe was to paskin like that mantiyomer. So machlokas stam, the achar kach machlokas, the halacha is not like the stam. If it's in one mesechta, Rashi. Masnisen de karma, shenishneis bekerem biyavne, machmas also mishnah chazerbo. Because of that mishnah, and that mishnah said it was the chachomim who said it, not Reb Meir, that's why he had charata. Bekerem biyavne, shayoshim shuros shuros keina kerem. Why did they call it? It was the Sanhedrin in Yavne. Why did they call it kerem biyavne? Because they sat in rows like a kerem. God doesn't know what he's talking about. That's what he meant. He doesn't know what he's chewing. What he's chewing and what comes out of his mouth. Because Lamaisa, after he said the stam, there's machlokas Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. So even though he said a stam mishnah, after that he said the other opinions. So the Maisa, Rebbe had charata. Machlokas v'achar kach stam. We have yet here. The Omer Rav Papa, the same Rabbi Yochanan, because Gabi, this halacha is a stam mishnah, and then a mishnah that has a machlokas, like Rav Papa said, and some said Rabbi Yochanan himself said it. Machlokas v'achar kach stam halacha k'stam. Where you have a mishnah that has machlokas, and then in the end you have one opinion that Rebbe said stam. Right? So he meant to tell you the halacha is like the stam. Stam v'achrakach, halacha k'stam. Stam v'achrakach, machlokas, the opposite. First he said Stam, and then brought down other opinions. So then, Ein Halacha Kestam. Then the Halacha is not like the Stam Mishnah, because Rebbe held, first he held, this is the way I want to say it, even though it's a Das Yochid, I make it sound like the Rabbanon said it, so it would be the Halacha. And then he said, no, he had Charot, and he brought down the other opinions. Mistamich v'ozu Rebavo akasfei de Reb Nachum. Right, Reb Avo was being supported on the shoulders of Reb Nachum, Shmaya, his shamus. Couldn't walk well, he's an old man, so he was being supported by Reb Nachum, who was his shamus. Man kitva ozel hilchasa minei. So they were walking, and they were, what's it called, the bo minei, and they were talking, learning. Machlokas liachra stamai. So he asked them, what happens when you have a machlokas, and then Stam. Rebbe said one day as if it was the Das HaRabbi. Omerle halacha k'stam. Then the halacha is like the Stam Mishnah. Because Rebbe obviously first said the ones who argue, and then he said the day of the one that he holds like as if it would be the Rabbon. Stam v'achar kach machlokas mai. What happens the other case where there's a Stam Mishnah, and then Rebbe brought down the machlokas? Omerle ain halacha k'stam. Stam of the Masnis and Machlokas of Brai. So what happens is a Stam Mishnah, and there's no other Mishnah where Rebbe brought down the Machlokas. But there's a Braisa where there's a Machlokas. A Stam Mishnah and a Machlokas and a Braisa. Omarlei, Halacha Kistam. There the Halacha is still like the Stam. Since Rebbe didn't himself bring down the Machlokas, he meant to say the Halacha is like the Stam Mishnah. So we pass him like the Mishnah, not like the Braisa. Machlokas v'masnisan, ustama v'braisa. What about where the Rebbe brought down the is a machlokas, and the braisa said the stam? So normally, if it would be another mishnah to stam, the halacha would be like the stam mishnah, machlokas v'yachas stam. So here, maybe the braisa, we should pass them like the braisa. My omalei, v'chi Rebbe lo shnor v'chi amenayimel. Rebbe didn't write a stam mishnah. That means he didn't hold the halacha was like that. Where did Reb Chiya get from it? So it's not an authoritative thing. Reb Chiya would not have paskened, right, like against the machlokas in a mishnah, where the halacha would have been like a different mandiomer, and made the mandiomer he wanted to be like the stam, right, had he not learned it from Rebbe. And if Rebbe didn't make a stam mishnah after a machlokas, right, just because in the braisa there's a stam mishnah, a stam braisa, doesn't make the halacha like that. Because if Rebbe had meant to say the halacha was like that, he would have put a Stam Mishnah. Okay, Rashi. Stam v'yachar machlokas hu, do'i fligu ayohir. Machlokas v'yachar stam, ben she stam achareha miyad, be'echod mehen, ben she sosam achareha mesechas acheres, ba'oso ha-seder. It has to be in the same seder, not in a different seder. It doesn't make a difference whether it's like an our Mishnah, where first he said a stam, and then two mandiomrim, right in the same Mishnah. Stam and then at machlokas, or it's another mishnah completely, as long as it's in the same seder. It's in the zikin. It's in moed. Kigon noson semer letzaba the machlokas above a kama bagozel ustam above metzia kol mishan liyovel atona usasam lon kareb Yehuda the omer hashevach yisrael yitzia halachik istam. Right now, the fact that it's above a kama above metzia is not just the same seder. It's in zikin. It's mamish the same mesechta, because the Gemara says that kulo nezikin is mesechta achad, meaning that bavakam v'mitzia bavbas is like one mesechta. So it could be that the mamish sure has to be in the same mesechta. If it's in different mesechtas, then it could be the Rebbe learned it in a different order. But bavakam v'mitzia bavbas is one long mesechta, and therefore it was learned in that order. Stam v'achar kach. Let me see what this note is in the Bach. He mentions it. Also Meseches. Ben Shisosim Acharea Meseches Acheres. Okay, it could be it's only in Zik in Bava Kamba Mitzia Bav Basa. Okay. Stam v'yachar machlokas ki masnisin. Our Mishnah is a Stam. First Rebbe said the first day it was Reb Meir, but he said it's Stam. So it implied that he held the halachas like that. And then he mentioned Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. That's afterwards he mentioned machlokas. Mankit malakit mimenu halachas psukos halacha keploni uploni. He was following after him, what's it called, and asking him shailas, halachas psukos. What's halacha in this case, what's halacha in this, that case, and so on. Short question. Rabbi Loshnoa, Rabbi Shesidras HaMishnah, Loshnoa Shetehei Mishnah. Rabbi, who was Masadar the Mishnah. Notice Rashi doesn't say Rabbi wrote the Mishnah, because Rashi holds that the Mishnah wasn't written down until way after Rabbi. All Rabbi did was put it in order. He compiled it, but he didn't actually commit it to writing. The Rambam holds that Rabbi wrote down the Mishnah. Loshnoa Shetehei Mishnah. Since Rebbe didn't make it a stam, that means that he held that it wasn't, the halacha is not like that. So even though Reb Chiya put it in the Braisa, right, if Rebbe said not, and Reb Chiya said, yeah, the halacha is like Rebbe. Reb Chiya talmido menayin lo shalacha kamosa. She saw some of Braisa. Where did Reb Chiya get it from if he didn't get it from Rebbe? So if Rebbe would have held the halacha like that, he would have made it a stam Mishnah. Since he didn't, obviously the halacha is not where there's a machlokes in a Mishnah. And a stam in a braisa, the halacha is not like the stam, but the halacha is like whoever the klalim are, who the pastim like in the, according to the mandiomrim, who are in the machlokas.